Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. At the World Bank and International Monetary Fund joint spring meetings in Washington, D.C. late last week, it was announced what they considered to be the three largest risks that could unleash global financial instability. The first was concern about the rapid rise in Chinese government and private debt in relation to that nation's gross domestic product. The rapid rise in China's economy, now the second largest of any nation, has been the largest contributor to rising global prosperity for the past several years. Over the past decade, this debt has grown from about 150% of GDP to 250%. In a speech last Friday, former Chinese finance minister Liu Jiwei agreed that debt levels are the largest risk facing China's economy. Next, the World Bank and IMF is concerned about massive potential bad debts on loans held by European, U.S., and other banks that are carried on their financial statements as being worth 100% of face value. Loans such as those owed by the Greek government will never be paid off with Greek resources. Any cracks in this pretense of a fiscally sound banking system would cripple Europe and devastate the world economy. Last, the World Bank and IMF identified stretched American stock values as being the top risk that could cause global financial instability. The U.S. government is almost certainly already propping up U.S. stock prices through use of the Exchange Stabilization Fund and actions of its primary trading partners and allied central banks. Stock valuations in relation to the size of the economy or future profit levels have recently gone into extremely high territory. This may be happening on the basis of anticipated future and tax regulatory relief from the Trump administration. But in case you hadn't already noticed, such reforms are way behind their promised schedule, which raises serious doubts that they will occur at all or be more than just minor tweaks. Any of these calamities, if they erupt, could crush paper currency values with almost no advance notice. However, neither the World Bank nor IMF expressed any concerns about the future value of gold and silver. That's it for this time. Come back tomorrow for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.